Asher Rowan lost a friend at Pulse Nightclub in Orlando on Sunday. Asher was at work in Ballard when he found that out. Since then, Asher has felt pain, sadness, horror. He's also felt anger, and he wants to do something with that anger. He wants to take action. So he is organizing a march this Saturday, not a parade, but a march through the streets of Seattle.
You know, what are we fighting against? We're fighting against fear, and we're fighting against hate. And giving hope to those who don't have hope right now is what we're fighting for, to let them know that you can come out of your house. If you're a young person and you're afraid to be openly queer in public, we're going to be openly queer for you, all of us together. We're going to stand and march down the streets. It'll be peaceful. There's no need to riot. There's no need to harm anything. But to quote Harvey Milk, hope will never be silent. And this is an opportunity for us to be loud.
What is the difference between a march and a parade in this case?
Well, in this case specifically, I think because pride is about love and joy and acceptance and openness, the serious tone of a march is what I'm after here, as opposed to the sort of light, carefree tone of the parade.
And why is that?
Because this is serious, because this isn't to be taken lightly, because you take 50 of us down and 500 of us will replace you. This is not a time for, you know, taking our shirts off and riding motorcycles down the street. This is a time for signs and flags and voices united. Pride is universal, but it's not a part of Pride Fest.
Yeah.
This is for Orlando, and this is for the civil rights movement, and this is for queer people all over the world who don't have a voice.
How would you characterize the emotion behind the march you're imagining?
I don't like to use the word anger, but I am angry. But the tone behind it needs to be a positive tone. There can be some positive in a fight, you know. There can be voices united that are heard and can instill hope and be strong and still do it in a peaceful way, I guess.
Why don't you like to use the word angry here?
Because there's a connotation that with fighting and anger that it almost, is that hate? Is that hateful? Is that instilling fear? Is that doing what we're trying to fight against? So I'm trying to find a more eloquent way of saying the same thing, basically, you know, if that makes sense.
Doesn't anger have a righteous history when it comes to civil rights?
Absolutely. So maybe I shouldn't be so afraid of saying angry.
Envision this march for me that you're thinking about. What do you want to, who's there? What does it look like? What's happening?
I would like it to be more than just queer community. Anybody who feels oppression, anybody who feels fear and hate toward them or has in their past. I'd like more people to show up than just the queer community, but if it is just us, that's okay as well. I want to see a younger crowd as well. I think the generation right below mine, more so than mine even, is growing up in a time where they're going to prom together. It's so accepted that I kind of want them to remember that the fight isn't over yet. There are a lot of gains to be made. And to kind of remember queer history and culture and where it's come from and where we're at now. So I'd love to see a youthful crowd show up. I'd love to see college kids in early 20s, teens. I don't know if you can get permission to go out and do that sort of thing, but I'd love to see the younger generation join the battle. We're so fortunate in Seattle specifically to live in this place of, it's so progressive and it's really easy to be free and open here and not even feel what I felt as a small child from the Midwest in a small town that so many people, especially kids across the country, do not have. So we have the opportunity to not just take it for granted, but actually stand up and maybe it can get some exposure and maybe someone somewhere can be like, you know what? I don't have to be held down by this fear. I can leave my house and I can join with others like me and know that it's okay. It's okay to be different. And this isn't just about queer culture. This is a civil rights movement. This is about all people who feel oppressed and who are torn down by fear and killed for being who they are.
How have you seen a demonstration like that make a difference?
I mean, I haven't in my lifetime personally, you know. I always harken back to those Harvey Milk days where it made a huge difference. It made a huge difference. If people just sit back and do nothing and say nothing or talk about it behind closed doors, then what's going to really happen? But if you all show up in the streets and say, no, we are here, we are to be heard, you will listen to us, then something has to happen. It has to. Fear and hate do not win. The opposite of war isn't peace, it's creation. I want to create a movement, create a march where we actually, you know, create some hope as opposed to feeding into the fear. That was a Rent quote, by the way.
If that's happening, on Capitol Hill, the Pike Pine Corridor, in Seattle, Washington.
Who's going to care?
Aren't you marching to the choir? Whose mind gets changed?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's just one kid somewhere else that hears about it or sees it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, so that's giving up before we start kind of thing. I don't believe in that. It doesn't. You have to keep going. Just because we won here doesn't mean the battle's over and doesn't mean everyone else doesn't still need. I think I was asked earlier, you know, if I could, you know, say something to the people in Orlando, what would I say? And I would say, we're here with you still. They're mourning still, and we are here. We're supporting you. This is us supporting you. This is different than pride. It's different than a parade. This is us standing together and showing our support for these people in a land where we have it all made. When it's, well, gay marriage is, and marijuana is all legal, and we can have our happy, perfect little city that doesn't exist everywhere else. And so just because we have it made already doesn't mean we have to stop fighting for the rest of the group that doesn't have it made.
And it's different from a candlelight vigil.
Absolutely. That is a time. That was a mourning. That was a memorial. That was a service, you know. It was sad, and it was a time to hold hands and hug and light candles for the fallen. And this is a chance to stand up for the people who are still here, who are still fighting, who are still being persecuted. And that's our job as the survivors.
Asher, this is personal for you. You lost a friend in that Orlando shooting. How do you think that's affected you?
You know, it's closer to home, I guess, you know, for me personally. I didn't know for most of the day that I had lost someone. I lived in Orlando a decade ago, and so I knew people there, but I guess it definitely took a greater toll on me personally because it is personal.
Do you mind telling me how who your friend is?
We worked in entertainment together.
Uh-huh.
In the theme park capital of the world.
Sure.
Early 20s.
Yeah.
Very talented, handsome young man, singer. His name's Shane. He's wonderful.
What would you like to say to your friends of victims, families of victims, survivors? What do you want to say?
I'm sorry that you have to deal with it. I'm sorry that you guys have to be there on ground zero. And again, we live in a really awesome place, and I'm sorry that I'm sorry it happened. It's the most tragic thing to be have your life taken for who you are, so for being something you can't change. I want them to know that their brothers and sisters are still fighting with them. Even though we're not there in person, we are still here.
That's Asher Rowan. He's organizing a march in response to that Orlando shooting, and he's asking you to come to Cal Anderson Park on Capitol Hill at 11 o'clock Saturday night. That's 2 a.m. in Orlando when the shooting happened, 1 week after the attack.